Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Now, AAA Northeast says more than 17 million people are traveling, but Senior Manager of Public Affairs Robert Sinclair tells 1010 Winds.
Labor Day doesn't have the impact that Memorial Day and the 4th of July have, probably because the fact that college kids are back in school, and so are a lot of elementary, junior high, and high school students around the country.
Advice: leave in the morning or late evening and get to the airport early. One thing that's off the travel list is a weekend in One Hamptons Village. Southampton Village has changed its code so homeowners can't rent for less than 2 weeks. That sparked some concerns about businesses worried about losing short-term visitors. Some residents, though, say they like the new stability. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds throughout the holiday weekend for all the info you need wherever you're going and back. Now, for today's Juve and West Indian Day events, the NYPD is stepping up security efforts.
It'll be an unprecedented weekend along Eastern Parkway for the NYPD.
This will be the largest police deployment of the year.
Police Commissioner Tisch says there's a new layer of security along the parade route.
A moat, which is an extra layer of barricades that hopefully will keep that route more intact.
Still no arrest of the person who jumped a barricade at last year's parade and shot four people. There will also be an extra 2,500 officers on foot patrol at parks across the city. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A Brooklyn man is facing a long list of charges in a disturbing case that began with this witness report on Facebook.
I'm currently watching a male and a female, both with two dogs. Oh my God. He's taking duct tape and tying up the dog.
That's Reshma Krishnadat's video from last Saturday in Gwen Ifill Park in Queens. Witnesses contacted police. The next day, the NYPD Quality of Life team says they tracked down 38-year-old Christopher Fife, pulling him over in a van where they say they found five dogs that were caged in filth with no clean water or food. He was charged with animal cruelty and a long list of other offenses and faces up to 2 years if convicted. He's free pending court because the offense isn't bail eligible. The ASPCA is caring for the animals. COVID cases are on the rise around the area, and there are new hurdles to getting the vaccine. Media reports say doctors, hospitals, and urgent cares in the city and Long Island are seeing more patients testing positive and reporting symptoms including runny noses, coughing, and chills. Experts say it looks like a late summer surge is underway, driven by the new Stratus variant. Centers for Disease Control says COVID infections are growing or probably growing in most states and very likely to grow in New York. Hospitalizations, though, are still low. Three city corrections workers have been suspended after the death of a Rikers Island inmate last weekend. 29-year-old Ardit Bila was found unresponsive in his cell just before 1 a.m. last Saturday. Authorities say corrections workers called in medical help, but he was pronounced dead. Department did not give any immediate details on the suspensions. The commissioner offered condolences to Bila's family and promised a full investigation. Bila had been arrested in January on charges including felony assault. He pled not guilty. His next court date was September 15th. He was at least the ninth inmate to die in custody this year. Another shooting in the Bronx last night. Media reports say this happened at a candlelight memorial. Police are not confirming that, but they do say it happened just before 9 p.m. at 2540 Marion Avenue in the Fordham section. A 17-year-old shot in the thigh and ankle, a 20-year-old in the knee, both male, both taken to the hospital in stable condition. A 28-year-old man was grazed in the back of the head. He was treated at the scene. No arrests so far. Police are looking for two men who drove off in a moped on Marion Avenue. The Legionnaires' disease outbreak in central Harlem is finally over after health officials say two city-run sites, Harlem Hospital and a construction site, were the source of that deadly bacteria.
The city's acting health commissioner, Michelle Morse, announced the end of the outbreak.
There have been no new associated cases for over 2 weeks, and our team of scientists completed every possible step of the testing process.
Facing a lawsuit from hospital workers, Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro announced a series of changes.
We hope through increased inspection, increased testing, shorter intervals between testing, that we can identify even faster even though the regulations that we had in place in this regard were among the strictest in the country.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.